Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well,
that we started up today. I'm very excited to be here with you on Tuesday. We call it Terrific Tuesday. We're bringing some outstanding topics tonight, and we're going to be talking about relationship. Dr. Lowe's show started out an opportunity. I worked in a program. I worked at a show down in South Florida, and it was a relationship. And I give them credit for there, that relationship 204. And I had an opportunity to be on that show several times. So I felt as I divinity continue to develop what I'm trying to do here, I wanted to have a show of my own, which is called Dr. Lowe's Show. So we're going to talk about relationships. Our brand will be the Real Relationship Guru with No Filters. We will have no filter. We're going to allow you to say what you want to, share your thoughts. Don't be worried about the consequences that be before you. But we're going to be broadcasting three ways today. We're broadcasting through Instagram, which is Lorenza D. Smith 15. And then we're also going to be broadcasting on Facebook. Facebook, Dialberto Smith at Facebook.com. But last but not least is Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to be a part of this show, you can call in 347 857-419-2, especially want to voice your opinion. We're looking for you to ask questions. We're looking for you to share your thoughts on this because it's all about relationships. Like I say, our title, and I haven't said it yet, but our title is Dating Harder But Not Smarter. And that's something we ought to be considering. I want to share some thought, and I want you to do the same. You have that opportunity through that call-in number, but you can go to our web link if you just want to listen to the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. So you have a great two or three different vehicles to communicate with us, and we look forward to having you here today because we're really excited about having this great opportunity. This is our fourth show The Smith Way Production is producing. So I'm excited about it. My team is excited about it that works with the other shows, and they're here helping promote this as well. I appreciate each and every one of the listeners that's on the show tonight. And this is our first one, but this is what we call Breaking News, the kickoff show. This is the Dr. Lowe Show. So let the guru get started. It's time to talk about dating harder, but not smarter. Let's start off by talking about one particular topic when we start dating. There are four phases of dating, or when you meet people, you put them in four different categories. And we want to talk about each one of those categories and see how it relates to you. Now, if you have some thoughts on it, like I said, use the call in number 347-857-4192, and then you can share your thoughts. Let me tell you, press 1, I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number, then I ask you to identify yourself if you choose to, your location. I would really like to have your location because it's big and mighty to us, because it's really important that we have locations, because when I look at my board, when I'm looking at my producing aspects of it, I try to do my chart to determine where we are in this world, and we're broadcasted all over the world. So when we're talking about relationship and the thoughts we have, it's heard all over the world. And some of the people always ask this question, where? We're 94% here in the United States. We have about 2% in Norway. We have a percentage in Greece. We have a percentage in Uganda. We have a percentage of listeners in Canada. So we have those different areas. And in the United States, we're from the East Coast to the West Coast. We're from coast to coast with dynamite conversation or dynamic conversation. So let's get this thing started. As I said, the four phases of dating. You know, when you meet somebody, you always try to put your best foot forward. And in your best foot forward, you can classify those people in certain categories, because if you don't really know them when you meet them on the first date, you actually want to take time to get to know them. Now, you can consider those individuals to be associates. That's one category I think is important. When you just met that person, you don't mind communicating with them after that point, but that's all you're going to do. You may communicate by phone, but that probably is going to be as far as you go with that situation. In that phase, you also have an opportunity to try to figure out whether you want to move forward to the other three phases. And I think three tiers of dating. And I think that you have that opportunity to do that once you get a chance to communicate with that person. Share your thoughts on it. And the second phase is acquaintance. You know, putting someone in that tier you call acquaintance. This person I'm acquainted with. I know of this person. I've had an opportunity to talk with them. I actually went on that first date. Now, prioritize yourself when you're dealing with that first date. Now, when you're going, you don't go to where I meet that person, and after that, in either one of these categories, the next step is that, man, I like this person. You may have met him through Facebook or where it may be, and now I'm talking about marriage. In a year, I will be married to that person. You don't even know that person. Most of the time, every individual I have encountered, and you probably have as well, send their representative. Their representative come, and they have they say all the right things. They do all the right things. You begin to kind of feel comfortable with that person. But I tell you, it's an opportunity during our associate and acquaintance stage that you will take time and ask questions. You know, I have a thing that I always use, and you may want to use it as well, is 200 questions. I'm not saying in one night I'm going to ask 200 questions, but in the process of this relationship, we're going to ask 200 questions, whether you call it generic or your serious questions. But I always tell, be careful about the question you ask, because if you're not willing to answer that question, don't ask somebody else that question. You could, if you're feeling comfortable, because we have this intuition about ourselves. When we meet people, they make us feel comfortable enough that we can go from tier one to tier two, or we feel comfortable enough to ask a question. But just keep in mind, it takes time in a relationship. And I want each and every one of you to understand, it's coming from the guru, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. You need to make sure you prepare that you're going to be in this phase of the relationship or the dating part a long period of time. Do not go in that thing that, you know, this is my Boaz and I'm going to marry this person. And some people may challenge, and I want you to do this. And I want you to challenge each and every one. If you think that person you meet the first time you meet them, they're your Boaz. Nothing right. But I say, if that's your desire, if you pray to God for that individual or a person, and God send that person, and you are able to recognize who that person is, maybe your Boaz. But you still need to classify them in them two categories, because the representative is still in action. That person is going to have the greatest representation of who they are. They're going to show you everything that's positive. But in all phases of life, even dealing with each and every one of us, we have an opportunity to have a face for one, every kind of activity. You know, I've known they say you have about 200 looks that you give people. Yes, I may not say anything, but I may give you that look. But that's not truly who I am. So I want to make sure you understand that that representative come at you, may come at you in a manner that may not be fitting for you, or it might be fitting. So it go either way. So you classify those individuals in now two tiers of it, which is you classify that individual in what we call the associate, the acquaintance. And it's amazing. I was speaking with a good friend of mine, and they was telling me about their relationship, and they brought up this. And this person was a, you know, I'll say a young person, and they said, that person's just my associate. That person I spend a little time with. I want to go to the movies. We go out to dinner. We go to dance. But that's all the far as going. That's taking time to find out who that person is. So you run into that problem when you're dealing with those individuals, but it's important that you classify those persons and that whether they're going to be your associate. If they're going to be your associate, keep them in that area until you decide that, okay, maybe after we communicate for and we begin to ask some questions, which is a part of that 200 question thing I have going on. You can use whatever number you want to, and you want to share that with those individuals. Ask those questions. Maybe they're giving the right answer, and maybe they're not. But you'll know as soon as possible. But do not be fooled by the representative in the associate or acquaintance stage or tier. Do not be fooled, because the representative will be there. Then they'll show you the best side. Sometimes you'll be lucky enough to see the worst side of that person. And if you see that side, you can determine whether you want to continue with it. I was communicating with a good friend of mine the other day. They are counselor. But how do they work in a school setting, guidance counseling, but they also have a professional counseling degree as well. And I was just talking with them, and I had shared some things several years, about 5 years ago, with that person. And I was in a relationship, and that individual was showing some signs. And as I shared with that counselor, they told me, one thing I want you to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when people show themselves, believe, second guess what you saw. Now, you may see a little bit, and you may say, I may give them another chance, but just keep in mind, when they show themselves, believe what you see, because, you know, that representative is really coming out. The worst has yet to come. So you have to keep that in mind. Yes, you said that's my Boaz, but, you know, when you look at it in the right way, he may not be nothing but something else. You know, this is let me let you know, this is a radio art show. There's going to be some things said you may not be comfortable with. Might not be a Boaz, but he may be a AZZ. Whether you like it or not, I'm keeping it real, letting you know we have no filters on this show. And we want you to know that that person may be an AZZ, and you got to accept the reality. You got to cut them loose. And I was told by that counselor, run, run as fast as you can. Literally get away from that situation, because if you want to continue to socialize with that person, keep them in that associate or acquaintance stage. Those tier one and tier two part of that phase of four phases of dating. Now, if you meet somebody and they made it through that acquaintance and associate stage and you feel comfortable, you don't have to run from them. You can move to the next stage as friends. You have to understand and know a person, ask some questions about that person so you can put them in the friend category. I think it's also important in that first two tiers is that you keep in mind, just like I'm not going to hire you for a job unless I interview you. When you're going to a relationship, it's not hard to say, I want to find out about it. That's why it's part of your 200 questions. You can interview that person to find out whether you want to spend some more time with that person. Because, again, when they begin to show who they are, believe what you see. There's no question. But you find out in those first two tiers, which is associate and acquaintance. When they make it to the friend stage, you're open enough to begin to share some thoughts, share some feelings, and trying to share where you're going in life. So, as we said, there's no filter. When they show you their A-S-A-Z-Z, you got to cut them loose. Don't spend your time with them, because you're wasting your time that whoever you have prayed through desire, your desire, God will give you that person. Put it in that person in your life. You have a chance to meet it. But if you're spending time with the A-Z-Z, you're not going to be able to see what you need to see. So make it a point that you check them out and you put them in that first or second tier. But when they get to tier three, which is friends mean a lot, people you can count on. We can call people friends. I was having a conversation recently. Now, I want you to be a part of this conversation as well. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. I want you to call in and share your thoughts. Because, you have some thoughts about this, and I want you to be able to share yours. So make the call. Let us know what's going on. If you have some thoughts and you're here on Facebook and you want to comment on the page. It's there. Let me know how you feel, because there's nothing wrong with that, because that's what this show is all about, dealing with situations in relationship that could be detrimental or can be good for you. So we want to take that time to make sure we talk about it tonight. We're going to take out 45 minutes and talk about relationship. And the first topic is the four phases of considering dating, which is you want to date harder, but you also want to be smarter. That third phase, as I mentioned, is friends. Once you put a person in the friend category, you have to make sure this person really is a friend. I have a real sickly, and I'm just telling you how I feel. Everybody that meet, hey, friend. Friend is going to be somebody that I feel is compatible enough to fit in the category that I'll be able to communicate with. So you have no business if you're in a profession, as an educator, in a profession which is an educator, calling students friends, because they're not your friends. And I had seen that happen, and I have shared it with several people. I don't know why you would call that child a friend, because that person is not a friend. Even some of your coworkers, using the word loosely, friend. Hey, friend. They may not be a friend. I think friend is not a such thing as you can say, okay, this is a friend. I want to be close to me. I got a friend that want to be far away from me. But when I put a person in the friend category, that person I'm willing to spend time, that person I'm willing to be open with, that person I'm willing to ask that question. Not only, so I put individuals in that category, friend category, in dating is now I have to be friends with you before we can move forward to tier four. So it's so important that we make time that we understand how we use the word friend. I think it's been abused. Some people use it just their way to start a conversation, but truly, they know that person or those individuals, not their friend. They hadn't made that category. Now, if you classify somebody that had made it through tier one, tier two, and then tier three, which is friend, now you begin to develop a relationship. You can ask the questions that's going to move towards your future. And it's not a time frame. That's one of the biggest things I have noticed in most relationships and people. They want to set a time. I'm not going to spend a large amount of time with that individual. Keep that in mind. You want to spend time, that the necessary time, to get to know that person if that's your interest. If you're interested in being with that person, you're interested in what you like about that person, you want to know more about, you're willing to spend the time. Don't put a time frame. One of the worst things I encounter in a relationship is someone said, in a year, that's what we're supposed to be. In 2 years, this is what we're supposed to be. No, we're going to take it one day at a time. Each day, we're going to develop and grow from it. Because before we can say we can move to any step well beyond a friend, you have to be able to answer them 200 questions. Still, there's going to be hard work come beyond that. So we have to keep that in mind when we talk about developing friendships from dating, because that's a very important tier of dating. And last but not least, I consider to be number four is that person that you can say, now I love this person enough to say I'm in love. See, one thing about dating, when we go through all those tiers and get to that person, I wouldn't spend a large amount of time with that person. We can say now, oh, man, you know, I think I'm ready to have a real serious relationship. Possibly I'm ready to get married. But keep in mind, you went through a time frame. It does not happen overnight. So it just baffled me when I hear these individuals that's talking about they was on Facebook, they've been communing and never physically met that person. And then time you do meet that, 30 days later, you're married. I see something wrong with that. I think you're selling dating short when you do that, because you really don't know who that individual is. You haven't even put them in each one of those tiers, whether they're associate. Because when you meet them after being on this social network, social media, when you meet that person and on there, you communicate. We all have that term as loosely friend being used on Facebook. Some people have 5,000 friends. Some of us have 5,000 friends on Facebook. That don't mean that's your friend. That's another thing I encountered in my years of dating. And one of the biggest things, excuse me, I encountered was that individuals that consider to be, want to be in a relationship with me say, oh, you got all those friends on Facebook. Do you, you know, you must be in a, a lot of these people I don't know. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I appreciate you accepting my request. And then we can communicate and you post what you want to post and I post what I want to post. But we're just Facebook friends. So that category is used so loosely. But when you meet that person, go through tier one, tier two, and get to tier three, which is now we're friends because I know something about you. I know part of my 200 questions, I got the right answer. I got the answer for it. I'm able to make you a friend. But that last one is the person you're going to put in that classification, lover, the person you love. The person you feel like you're in love with, now you can move to that next stage. Now you consider marriage. So once you consider marriage, you're talking about a life of challenges, a life of loving that person, accepting who that person, who they are. Don't allow the representative to come out and slip through associate, acquaintance, and friend and show themselves in the love category. That's sad. You can't win. Call in 347-857-4192 and share your thoughts on it. If you want to do that, just press 1 and I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to state your location. If you choose your name, then jump into the conversation. Share your thoughts on it. Talk about those 4 tiers. First tier is associate when you meet an individual. Then you want to make that person you feel comfortable enough to get past date one. You can move as an acquaintance. That acquaintance is where you are able to be able to learn more about that, acquaint yourself with that person. Then if it moves to that point where you're going to ask part of your 200 questions, you can move to be friends. And in that friend category, you can find out more about that individual. And then you can move to the love category where you eventually say, this is a committed relationship and we can move to eventually becoming one in that triple core where God, you and that individual wrap into a triple core. That's the four phases of dating. There's nothing wrong with dating hard. Please date smart. Our topic and title today is, our title is, dating harder, but not smarter. Too many people are not smarter. They're going for what we call an okey-doke. They're falling for it, and they're falling hard. And it's where you didn't take time to develop some type of tier where you want to deal with the individual. Because everybody you date is not everybody you're meant to be with. So keep that in mind. Our second popular today is relationship baggage from both males and females. If you're in a relationship, and I heard it from several people, and they said, well, you might have too much baggage. You know what I'm saying? No, you say, I said, oh, you know what you said. You might have too much baggage. What do you mean? We all encounter things in our life. All of those things in our previous phase of life where I met this particular person, that baggage helped develop me into the person. So I'll be close to being falling into one of those categories, associate, acquaintance, and eventually friend, and in the love category. It's based on truly, truly learning from what happened in the past. I always tell people about what an encounter or what you may encounter in your life. You're not, and you may encounter that in a relationship, but it's impossible. Let me say it's impossible, coming from the guru. It's impossible to just eliminate everything you're going to encounter in your life, because it's an experience. Experience in dating, or experience in marriage, experience in life that makes you better and prepare you for what's next. Now, I always said there's what we call traumatic experience. We always have traumatic experience when we're in dating, in marriage, and we don't forget it because it's been time stamped. You know, this muscle we call a brain is most powerful muscle it is. It works all the time. Every day, 24 hours a day, it's working. So keep in mind, when you encounter a traumatic experience, there's a time stamp. Just keep it. It's a time stamp put in that back lower part of your brain, where you able to store memories, and your memories, you can store it, that when you don't completely forget it, but you learn from it, but if it happened again, you have to react because it was traumatic. So the question of the topic is relationship baggage from males as well as females. We all have baggage. It may go back 10 years, 15 years baggage. It may go back 10 years, 15 years, wherever it goes back. One of the things is, what effect will it have on starting a relationship? It will only have an effect on it if you're allowed to. It's one thing about it, no matter what you experience, in one relationship, it will not be the same in the next relationship, whether you married that person or whether you just dated that person. That's why I'm a big advocate of not backtracking. And that means that once that relationship is done and it's completely done, I don't go back, because it may look good to me. Because if it was a marriage and you're divorced, what led to that divorce? It was so traumatic that it forced you to divorce that person, that you stood before God and said that I'll be married to that person to death do us part. It was traumatic enough that it's not removed from that memory. So why would you get back in that relationship? I have heard of individuals excuse me, who has married somebody two or three times? I don't understand that. They didn't show themselves enough for you to understand that you, after that first time, you need to run. You need to run. You need to run as fast as you can. Do not sit around and hope there's change. From my experience, I have encountered that in a relationship where I said, okay, that person changed. All that stuff that happened to that person, I know with my positive attitude and the kind of person I am, it's going to help change it. But, you know, you can only change, or any person can only change unless they want to. Just keep that in mind. If they don't want to change, they won't change. It's hard work. So all of the baggage you have, if you bring it with you, is because it was traumatic enough for you to remember everything, but you don't have to release it in the new relationship. If you release it before you get to that relationship. Allow yourself to experience something different in a new relationship. Because every relationship brings about something different. Bring about something new. And your response to it is based on your training, your response to your previous situation. Your response will be based on what happened before. You'll know how to deal with it. Not every one of the situations in your new relationship, you have to blame on the baggage. Release that baggage. Let it go. And when you come into the new relationship, be able to deal with that. Even if that situation in the new relationship is similar to that situation, or might be even the same with somebody just infidelity. It's the same thing that happened in previous relationship. Sometimes we have to, once we release it in that previous one and we encounter it in the set, it's a way that we can deal with it. However, still move forward. You don't have to stay with that person when that person showed themselves. You have to run, but make sure each encounter allows you to grow and mature. That's what it's all about. Don't allow that every time, you know, I hear this, you know, it's a curse on me. It's something on my family. It's something on me that they keep having. Why I keep picking bad people? You know what? Because you have to check yourself. You got to understand yourself. If you understand who you are and understand who you desire and allow that to be turned over to our maker, our God, he's going to put that person in your life that you desire. Just remember, you know, I have this little term called hobo relationship. People that come into your life only going to be there a short period of time. Hobo relationship. They're going to come in, and when they come in, they're going to stay just like you would drop off at this bus terminal and the next terminal and next spot. They're only going to be long enough to be make it to the first terminal. And once you remove that person out, you're going to move into it. But don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that hobo relationship where you continue going from people to people, place to place, and never getting any happiness, not having any joy, and just running into these bad situations. And someone always said, why do I keep getting these bad situations? Because you haven't checked yourself out to make sure you're ready for the next situation that could be considered to be a better situation. You have to be ready. And if you're not ready, you're going to keep getting the same results whatever you get involved with you was getting before. That's something. Bringing the baggage shouldn't have any effect on your new relationship. You should be able to remove that baggage and not allow it to be a part of that relationship. But if you start off in those tiers, when you're checking individuals out through being an associate, being an acquaintance, being in that friend category, or being making it to that fourth tier, but we'll make sure the first three, the one we're going to spend a whole lot of time on it in the beginning, but once we get into it, because it's hard work when you get in that fourth category too. It is hard work, and some people are not ready for hard work. not ready for heart. Relationship is a full-time job, just like a marriage is a full-time job. Life is a full-time job. You work on it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So you make sure you spend time putting those individuals in those tiers to see whether you want to move them to that third tier, that fourth tier. Tier one, tier two is associate and acquaintance. That category, that tier. Tier three automatically puts that friend, and everybody can't be your friend. Everybody can't be your friend. So don't use that word loosely. If you can see, if I say you are my friend, you are in a special category. It ain't like we got a whole lot of friends. Only a few people fit in that category. But in a dating situation, in a relationship, when I say you are my friend, you have reached that area where we both seeing ourselves being compatible, seeing that we have a future, because now we can start moving to that fourth tier, which is that love category or that love tier. I'm ready to love you. You're ready to love me. I'm in love with you. I'm ready to move forward. That's what we're talking about, not allowing the baggage to stop those areas from happening. Recognize the baggage in the beginning. Recognize the person showing themselves in the social and acquainting category. And then you make a decision. My recommendation from the guru is run as fast as you can. Don't sit around and play games. Get out of there. Our next category is single women audition to be a wife. Why men don't do nothing. I want y'all to share your thoughts on it. So I want you to call in and either hit me on the DM or send me a message even send it to my email. It's available. I can go to it, and that's LorithaDSmith15@gmail.com. Make sure you communicate with me on this one. Single women audition to be a wife while men don't do nothing. And we're going to talk about it. You know, a man, so when I meet somebody, when you're in that tier one tier, you're looking for somebody to see whether they can cook. You're looking at somebody to see if they got a job. You're looking to see if that person is mature enough to kind of be in that relationship or be in any kind of relationship. You're looking to see how a person financial, how they handle themselves. All that falls in that category of associate and acquaintance. You just kind of look and see. That's where you're part of your 200 questions. Now, why are women, single women, are always the one auditioning to be a wife? Men are not auditioning to be husband. What's going on here? Use the fourth tier, and when you get to that point, you can say, we're now a friend, and I want to spend my rest of my life with my friend, and I'm in that category of love. Why is always the single women or a woman always auditioning to be a wife? And a man, we do nothing. That leads us to the thinking that because of the women working so hard to be the best mate as possible or eventually be a wife, and the man is not working just as hard to be a husband. It takes just as much work, and you can't be afraid if that's where you are going and where you are heading. You have to keep that in mind. It seems like the woman is always doing the work, and we as men don't have to do the work. We just go along, and it can't no longer be like that in our society. We have to, as men, audition just like women audition to be a wife. A man needs to audition as a husband. Because everybody's not wife material, and everybody's not husband material. I don't care what people say, but they are not. And we can't make them because they're not capable of doing it. It's a lot of hard work in being that. Again, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, where you are working to make sure that you can be the best candidate to be a wife or the best candidate to be a husband. And everybody can't do it. So we're coming to you with some things. Think about that. Single women, then you think about it, and I see a lot of guests, and I see a lot of people joining me, and some of you may be married, some of you might not be married, or some of you destined to be married, you're engaged. Think about it. Are you always auditioning to be a wife? And your so-called mate ain't doing nothing. I want you to think about it. You have an opportunity to share your thoughts at 347-857-4192. Give us a call because we are ready to talk with you. We're ready to share your thoughts. We want you to just kind of let us know what's going on with you and just let us know how you feel. Just let us know how you feel. And our last topic of the day, and this show is about a 45-minute show. I push it to 60 minutes when I log in on Blog Talk Radio to make that available, but I want to do about 45 minutes on our first show because I'm so excited to have an opportunity. Let's get to this next one. What if your mate doesn't come back? Should you try to win him or her back? Tell me what you think. Now, I'll tell you like this. If there's a reason why that person left, just go back to what I said about marriage. If you divorce somebody, because when you break up in a relationship, you might well say you didn't divorce that person. They did something to create that problem. Communication is important. Some people are not capable of communicating with you, but we really spend time thinking we can change them. When we look at compatibility, each one of those things we got to categorize that we're going to put that in. Communication is number one priority. If you cannot talk with that person you consider to be mate, if you're talking at that person and you're talking sometimes to that person but not communicating for understanding why you're talking, it's not going to be successful. The bottom line is, once they go, the question is, should you try to win them back? Again, I always relate to this. That person have something that with you at the time when y'all was in a relationship and decided to break that relationship up was not compatible. Why are you trying to win them back? That person is part of that hobo. Remember? Relationship, the hobo, long enough to be there so they can move on somewhere else. And you know what? That's the best thing can happen. They need to move on somewhere else. Even you need to move on somewhere. When I say this, and I'm going to keep saying this, and this is going to be our thought with this show, when people show themselves, believe what you see. It's real. Ain't no sideshow here. It's real what you see. Now, the sideshow was a representative that they sent through the acquaintance stage, through the social stage. Even they are able to make it to the friendship stage, or the friendship stage or tier. But they're going to show themselves. If they did it earlier, they're going to come back and show themselves again. I was communicating with an individual recently in the state of Louisiana. He gave me a call and wanted to talk about what was going on relationship-wise and everything. And the end of it, and I shared with the individual, I said, what's going on? I said, you know, I just messed around and said, what's going on? Well, they wanted to call and dump off all of their things. They said, well, they had been with a young man, a male, this is a female, with a male for 18 months, and find out that this individual couldn't get a job, wasn't trying to get a job. The car he was using was his mama's car, and this person was of age, and they was in their 40s. But she eventually found out the reason why he couldn't get a job, the person had a felony. And she was very upset because the person wouldn't tell her, wouldn't open up from the beginning. When they broke up, when the person ended that, because they found out that this person was not honest, That person tried to get back over and over, even had their parents to call to try to get them back together. But that person said that because you're not coming with me straightforward, you're not being straight, let me know exactly what's going on. And you're not pulling your end because they allowed the person to move into their home. You're not pulling your end. You're not helping with this situation. But it's done. You got to go. We're packing you up. You got to go. And you can't come back. You got to be stern like that. Because some people just don't need to be in your life because they're all about a hobo relationship. That's what we're dealing with. So should you try to win them, him or her back? No. I'm like this. When it's over with, it's over with. Ain't no backtrack. And just like back, you know, those trackers and those hunters, backtrack. We got to go back and see, because you need to keep your eyes on what's in front of you, because whatever you desire, God has placed it out in front of you, and you will get an opportunity to experience that. This is coming directly from the guru. We're excited about having this opportunity to talk with you on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and on Instagram. You know, somehow I'm giving a poor connection with Instagram, and I still appreciate those people still attempting to join us on Instagram, and I appreciate everybody on Facebook. We'll be coming to you at this point. It'll be every other Tuesday night. See, I have four shows, so I have to make sure I get my dates in the right order. This is Terrific Tuesday. On Tuesday, we'll be coming to you with Dr. Lowe Show, the Dr. Lowe Show. So we're excited about having it at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to be coming at this point every Tuesday. On Monday night, which is past Monday, we had our Talking Real to You show, and our co-host as part of that show is Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the surrounding Atlanta area, Scarlett E. Black, sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Scarlett Black is a co-host, and my daughter that makes up the father and daughter Blog Talk Radio team in the country, the only Blog Talk Radio team where there's a father and daughter host and co-host in the country. That's Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we're talking about just plain old life issues. Tonight, we're just talking relationship with no filter. On Wednesday night, we're on Blog Talk Radio. I have a pre-show at 7 o'clock on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, television, as well as Periscope. We are coming with Talking Sports Plus. Previous show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then at 8 o'clock, we have our live show with my four co-hosts on Talking Sports Plus. I'm co-hosted by two of my frat brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and that's Touchdown Tony Stallworth, Darryl the E-Train Elliott, radio personality, and my daughter, Lauren D. Smith, Coach Smith. And last but not least, my other co-host, my nephew, which is Tremaine Edwards, Coach Edwards out of the Huntsville area. So we come to you on Wednesday night. That's the 8 o'clock show. That's the 8 o'clock show on Wednesday night, Talking Sports Plus. On Friday, I host a show called Balling with the Doc. We talk about the hottest topics and the hottest sports topics of the week. Very excited to have the opportunity to come with the four shows. I want you to continue to patronize us by listening to the show. And I appreciate it. I always make a point to call out those individuals who's joining us. So I'm going to go down the board and I'm going to share with our Blog Talk Radio audience those individuals who took time to be on Facebook, as well as those individuals who took time on Instagram. Let me go and start off with the individual that's at the bottom of my board in regards to Instagram, and you're having some poor connection. He's been trying to reconnect for about 5 to 10 minutes, but I want to mention that's Carol Davis. I appreciate Carol Davis for joining us on Instagram. We have Dee Ramsey. Thank you, Ramsey, for joining us. those individuals. And again, we have several other ones that's trying to work through and make the connection. I appreciate you on Instagram. We also have on Facebook, we have Nikki Kowa. I know Nikki out of Atlanta. Nikki, appreciate you joining. She's a sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Appreciate you joining and supporting them. Portia Phoenix, thank you, Portia, so much. Claudine Sutton, I appreciate you joining us as well. We have Deborah Hutchinson, Tabitha McKinley, thank you, Tabitha. Lady Johnson, thank you, Lady. And this is Tahara Bay. Preaching man, Michael Clemens, one of my ball players, that played basketball for me at McKenzie School down in South Alabama, and he's a pastor now. Thank you, Pastor Clemens. Again, Carol Davis was joining us also Instagram, and now she's joining us on Facebook. Marie Incarnacho, thank you, Maria. Faith McLemore, thank you, Faith. My frat brother, Mario Tafaro. Thank you, Mario, for joining us as well. We have others that are slowly joining us. We have Regina Hill. Thank you, Regina. We have Autumn Floyd. Thank you, Autumn. Miles Brown, one of my former ball players from McKenzie. Now he's the principal of McKenzie School. And we are still continuing our prayers for Miles as he slowly get better and he began to join us. He was joining us every week at a time that he had working with an illness, and now he's back in the fold. Thank you, Miles, very much so. Last but not least, and I'm going to do my best to read this individual, Tammy Guyton. Thank you, Tammy. So each and every one, I appreciate y'all joining me on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. But it's time to close tonight out. It was an outstanding show. I appreciate you joining us, and we will be back next Tuesday. We're going to have a guest on with us next Tuesday, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions by calling in at 347-857-4192. Just to repeat our shows that we have every week, if not every other week, on every other Monday, we have Talking Real to You. And my co-host, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Smith, Scarlett Black, and Lauren Smith. Tuesday, and it will be every other Tuesday. However, we're going to go about three or four Tuesdays in a row this month. So we're going to come, and that is the Dr. Lowe Show, the Relationship Guru with No Filter. And on Wednesday night, we will have our show that's every Wednesday night, Talking Sports Plus. We started that show 2 years ago, and my co-host, as I mentioned, that's Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, and the radio personality, Darrell E. Train Elliott. And then on Friday, I host that show, which is Balling with the Doc. We focus on those hottest sports topics of the week. Now, it was awesome. My hashtag is keep on grinding, and God continues to bless me to be able to do that. I'm grinding every day, and I do appreciate him giving me the chance to do that. So what I'm going to continue to do is bring you this outlet. You can share your thoughts, whether you're just listening, whether you join us through Facebook, Instagram, as well as when I'm on Twitter and Periscope, and as well as YouTube television and Blog Talk Radio. We're going to make sure we share our thoughts and allow you an opportunity to do the same. So we had an awesome night. Thank you for making this Tuesday and this first show an awesome time. And I appreciate you joining. And like I said, my hashtag is hashtag keep on grinding. We're grinding every day, and I'm going to keep on grinding with each of these shows. And we're going to continue to go to the highest point through the Smith Way Production Company. Also, my second hashtag is communicate for understanding. And I want to take, before I say the last thing I normally close my show, I want to make sure I get this music on. And We do not own the rights to this music, but we like playing the music. So as soon as I can stroll down and get to the board that I need to be at, and we can go from there. And this is something go back a long time ago. And it's real back in the day. It's the Blackbird. About to close it out. Thank you for everybody sharing it with us and sharing our first broadcast. We got the most real. Have a great night.
Rejoices, there's a party over here, a party over there, wave your hands in the air, take a dairy, yeah. These three words, can you get in busy? Whoop, there it is, hey man. Double O T Y O M I. Ooh, that's it. Come on, come on. Whoop, there it is. I'm done.